have we followed. Cunningly devised fables. Appendix A. Ellen White's 1851 statement. I saw in relation to the dot daily, Daniel 8 verse 12, that the word dot sacrifice was supplied by man's wisdom and does not belong to the text, and that the Lord gave the correct view of it to those who gave the judgment hour cry. Proponents of Conradi's views say this is an imperfect statement. The author's intent was to uphold the time. However, could the Lord have had a deeper purpose than adding the apparently irrelevant details of this vision in order to safeguard the interpretation against the Antiochus Epiphanes' view and the consequent abandonment of 1844 and the sanctuary doctrine? If so, the statement can hardly be considered imperfect. The past 50 years, written 1905, have not dimmed one jot or principle of our faith. Not a word is changed or denied. That which the Holy Spirit testified to as truth after the passing of the time, in our great disappointment, is the solid foundation of truth that made us what we are Seventh-day Adventists. Could this be a comment on the daily? A. Almost imperceptibly the customs of heathenism found their way into the Christian church, restrained for a time by the fierce persecutions which the church endured under paganism. But in the early part of the 4th century, the work of corruption rapidly increased. Paganism, while appearing to be vanquished, became the conqueror. Her doctrines, ceremonies, and superstitions were incorporated into the faith and worship of the professed followers of Christ. This compromise between paganism and Christianity resulted in the development of the man of sin foretold in prophecy. That gigantic system of false religion is a masterpiece of Satan's power. GC 49:50. B. In the 6th century, the papacy had become firmly established. Paganism had given place to the papacy. Does statement A. comment on the activity implied in Daniel's use of rum in 8:11, and B. the taking away or replacement of the political, military power of paganism by the papacy in Daniel's use of sur in 11:13? If so, we have firm support here for the pioneer's view, and an unintended demonstration of remarkable consistency in Ellen White's extensive writings over half a century from early writings, 1850. To the Great Controversy, 1911.